Aboriginal parents and guardians in Cabramatta district have also been urged to avoid delaying learners at home in the early morning hours to help with garden work, instead allowing them to arrive at school on time for classes. It's a call made by Paya Sebinu, the acting district education officer DEO, at a time when most people embark on agriculture. He says, although children often support families with household and farming activities, keeping them home during this time affects their learning and attendance. Parents are also being encouraged to plan the household chores in a way that does not interfere with the education of these children.
It has been a very bad culture that the parents keep learners behind for work in the garden. A parent wakes up a learner or a pupil by 4 o'clock to work in the garden, driving the oxen. Then by 7, you're left from the garden to rush to school. The child reaches school when it's very tired and begins sleeping in class. To us educationists, we say it is wrong. It is wrong. These are the things that causes shutting up of the mind of the learner, and in the end, we don't have results. Learning is another tasking thing. It needs energy. It needs a refreshed mind. And the whole land, in an environment where it is convenient. So learners and parents are encouraged, more so learners are encouraged to attend the classes daily. Unless otherwise, they should attend to classes daily. Then parents commit themselves really to ensure that these children stay at school. They are the source. The parents are the source of dropout. They are the source of absenteeism, not the learner.